A tip from Jill Conrath on SLMARadio.com.
One of the things that I found that really made a difference to me early on was whenever I faced a problem, to not call it a problem. Isn't that funny? I do a lot of reframing. I just reframe failure into valuable learning experiences. And now the other thing I do is I reframe problems. I've turned problems into challenges. And it's a fascinating exercise to do. But if your body perceives something as a problem, for example, you know, being in sales and your boss comes to you and says, Jill, you're having like a terrible month. You know, what are you going to do about it? It's like, then it's like a big, huge weight that you're carrying around. You know, you've got a real problem there with your prospect. You know, when that happens, the body gets under stress, and there's literally some neuroscience behind it, but the body does release cortisol, stress hormone. And when the stress hormone is released in the body, it literally shuts down creative thinking and your ability to come up with better solutions. I discovered that when I had problems, I really felt the weight of the problem and I was not able to tackle it as well as I wanted to. So when I turned it into a challenge, it was like the sparks in my brain started flying again. And again, research shows that your brain loves challenges. And I didn't know that when I first started doing it, but it became real apparent to me that when I said, this is interesting. How am I going to, you know, how can I tackle this? Or how that, you could look at that as a problem, but it could be a challenge. And if you look at it that way, how are you going to solve it? How are you going to solve it?
Yeah. Well, I was just writing down here, problems are to be avoided where challenges are to be overcome.
Challenges are an invitation, and literally your brain, if it's fed a challenge and it says, you know, Jill, how are you going to get into that big account? You know, it's not that you've got a problem because you haven't gotten in so far. It's like you got a challenge. How are you going to get in there? And it opens up all these neural pathways and your brain starts looking at things that it's done before and starts looking at that, and you overhear conversations, or you might get an email newsletter that comes in your, you know, inbox and it's got just the answer you're looking for. But once you alert the brain that I've got a challenge here I'm trying to solve, it changes everything.